I'm Davin Eldridge, and this is BPR News. The 4th Annual Asheville Anime Regional Convention brought in nearly 2,000 people, its largest attendance ever, proving there is no shortage of love for Japanese animation, even in Western North Carolina. 6 million copies of anime are downloaded every week on the internet. In 2015, such animation had a total market value of over $18 billion worldwide, a number that has steadily increased each year for the better half of a decade. So it's no wonder, then, why the annual convention at the U.S. Cellular Center lets Western North Carolina anime fans of all ages get together, dress up like their favorite characters, buy collectible merchandise, and just be around their own.
I've made some lifelong friends just by doing cosplay and being active and things like that in the community.
That's Cullowhee resident Carly Thompson, and this is her third year at the Asheville Convention.
Sometimes you can look at a person and you'll know, and you meet them and it's just a magic spark and it just happens and you know that you're going to be friends.
Thompson's been an otaku, that's Japanese for anime nerd, for most of her life now. She comes to conventions like the one in Asheville for many reasons, but mainly for the cosplay, or costume play. She's dressed up like a Japanese schoolgirl.
It's collaborative, just like you will find the same, like, people that are nerds that just listen to watch Doctor Who or something like that. It's a subculture, so it's really important to try to get the idea out there and become more comfortable with things like that here in America.
But it's not just cosplayers who converged on the convention. Hopeful comic book artists and writers interested in breaking into the industry flocked to them as well. And luckily for them, the Asheville Convention also attracts special guests from the industry, like Waynesville's James Lyle, who's worked in the industry for the last 34 years on such major titles as Turok Dinosaur Hunter and The Other Dead.
I think it's a good setup in that there's a lot of people here who are interested in it, and being a fan of it is almost requisite for doing it. Because if you're not a fan, it's really hard to maintain a career doing it. The trick is going from simply being a fan who does some illustrations to trying to learn how to tell a story with pictures, which is a very different kind of thing.
And like Lyle, sci-fi author Jacob Hollow of Greenville, South Carolina, is selling his books at a booth. He says conventions like this one are an essential part of the business.
When you're selling something like a novel, there's always an advantage to being a person rather than just a name, and having that face-to-face interaction with fans and potential readers is just incredibly valuable.
According to organizer and costume contest host David Euler, the Asheville Convention is especially important to nerd culture in Western North Carolina, because it's the only one of its kind in the region.
It was a matter of just asking of, hey, I want to put on an event, a convention in Asheville for all the community that we know is here, but they don't have a place to go to. They have to go to Charlotte, down in South Carolina, Columbia, there we go, which is another con I like to go to. But, we didn't have something local, and so we focused on that.
And he adds that Asheville is a perfect fit for an event like an anime convention.
I think it's a good balance between the type of people we have in Asheville. We've been known for years now as kind of being an artsy town, and so anybody who's known of any art styles have probably come across anime and manga at some point in their life. Whether or not they like it, that remains after the fact.
For those who do love anime, they are forever gung-ho about it. And with its rising popularity both worldwide and in the region, event organizers say the Asheville Convention may eventually become a two-day event. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.